Now we have somebody who has been on the air a few times, a few years ago, and a few weeks ago, too, as part of a band. But today, she's not only here in real time, as she is today, but she's alone. She's going to do a couple songs. We'll talk in between them. This is Nina Craner.
In my room, there's a light, gentle and warm. It protects me from the dark and the storms, and I won't be scared. Day turns to night, 'cause when it comes, there is always my light. Ooh, ooh. In my room, I am safe, secure and sound. Charging gazes to bring me down, and I won't be scared to lie down and cry, 'cause there are no answers that I have to supply. And in my room, I will be fine. In my room, I can clear my mind. Ooh. Ooh. In my room, I have friends who won't away, 'cause cotton and yarn won't graduate, and I won't be scared of days to come, 'cause to my blankets I'll succumb. And in in my room, I can clear my mind. And in my room, I don't need to shine. Scared of what is yet to come, always worried about what I have done. But in my room, I will be fine, 'cause in my room, clear my mind. And in my room, I don't need
Nina Craner, who lives in Squirrel Hill and is a student at Pittsburgh SciTech. That's a beautiful song. Tell me about it.
So a lot of my friends last year were seniors, and so they were all graduating, and I was kind of sad about that. So I started writing song, and that's kind of what happened. So the second verse, when it's talking about friends who won't go away, those are the friends who are graduating. And then I have these two little stuffed animals that I really like, that they're really good to squeeze. And so those are the cotton and yarn that can't graduate.
I heard that. And what I heard, I was thinking that maybe you're a crafter and you make things out of yarn or out of cotton, and how you can have them as constants and make more constants. What I really liked about that song is how honest it seemed, and I think it is. I just like songs that are that pure and honest. Did you just start writing songs this year?
No. So
I didn't think so.
Back way when I was little, like first grade, I got this ukulele, and I didn't really know how to play it, but I knew a couple chords. And so some days I would just sit down, and my dad would have like a microphone out, and I'd just start saying things and playing chords, and things happened. And I wrote like these like 5-10 minute songs just about random things. One notoriously was ended by me dropping my pick and not knowing how to end the song. I started with that, and for a while I was just kind of doing that, and then I picked up guitar, and I did a little bit of songwriting on guitar, but not much. So I did some songs here and there, and then I guess a couple years ago I started picking it up more, and I was still writing on my ukulele. And so actually both this song and the other song I'm going to play were both written on ukulele, and then I transferred them over to here because I just have a ukulele in my room. And so, you know, when I get inspiration, I can just go pick that up instead of going downstairs and grabbing my guitar.
The other thing I noticed about that song is I think it was in 6/8?
Or 3/4, 6/8. I don't time signatures, yeah. But it was definitely in groups of three. Yeah,
yeah. I just when I hear a song, and it's again partly my ear, is it's just the combination of the driving, moving forward force of that song and the tranquil, placid paradise of your room juxtaposed with the music, not to overanalyze it. I just really like the way the song made me feel as I was listening to it. Nina Craner is who you're listening to. She's 17, a senior at Pittsburgh SciTech. Did you have a lot of people around you at Thanksgiving? Lots of family members?
My sister came home, and then my mother is a professor at CMU, and so she invited some of her coworkers that weren't from America. We had someone from Portugal and a couple from Africa.
How nice.
So we taught them a little bit about our culture, and they got to eat lots of nice food. So
that's great. And did each and every one say, "So Nina, what are you going to do after you graduate?"
Yeah, that is a common question I get asked.
I'm sure it is, so I'm going to ask it.
I'm planning to go to college for engineering, specifically mechanical. I don't really know where I want to go. I don't really have like a top choice or anything. I'm just applying to a bunch of colleges, and I would like and be happy with any of the ones if I get into them, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think there is no one perfect, correct answer. I'm curious about mechanical. My brother is a mechanical engineer. At least that was his field of study. So many people who are thinking about engineering would think of computer or electrical these days. Mechanical engineering is super important. Is there a reason you gravitated to that?
I like building things.
Yeah.
I really enjoy like learning how to solve problems and then being able to fix them like physically. Like building a contraption or something to solve a problem. And I think that's what mechanical engineering is, but when I go to college, I'll definitely be like testing different classes and seeing, you know, I think I like mechanical engineering, but maybe I like electrical or civil more. So I'll definitely be shopping around.
It may be, you mentioned your mom's professor. You've been, well, what should I say? I'm glad you're being encouraged to explore, mm-hmm. because that's really what you need to do, I think. It's how in heavens can a 17-year-old know what her life is going to be like? So
yeah.
Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or talk about? We're going to have you play another song, but I want to be sure this will probably be our last time to talk today.
Yeah. My first guitar teacher, Mikey Myers.
Mikey!
Yeah. He started me down a path of learning how to play guitar, and now I'm here playing guitar, so that's pretty cool. Mrs. Bird, my pre-K teacher, who would play guitar to us every morning, and so that's why I was just like, ooh, musical instruments, that seems fun. So, yeah.
I would imagine Mikey is a great teacher.
He was a very good teacher and made sure I had everything I needed to know to play a guitar.
And I'm curious, can you tell me something you're doing at SciTech that might blow people away that don't know about the nature of the school there? I know that's an odd way to ask the question, but I think there are a lot of people who may have graduated even 10 years ago that would be amazed at what's happening in high school classrooms.
Yeah. SciTech has this, when you're in high school, you pick a science concentration because it's the STEM magnet for PPS. And so I chose the engineering concentration. And so the class is like physics meets shop. So we learn all these physics concepts through building projects. So we build a rat trap car, and we learned about the physics concepts of like motion and that kind of stuff. Or we did a hydraulic arm to learn about like water and hydraulics and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. So fluid mechanics right in high school,
yeah.
Or acceleration, not by creating equations, but also by creating vehicles that accelerate maybe. And
yeah.
That's so amazingly cool. How's the concentration across gender, do you think? Is it pretty mixed?
So SciTech already doesn't have the greatest gender ratio. So if you know a girl that's interested in STEM, you should make her apply to SciTech. But there's definitely a lean of, there's more girls in the biology concentration than the engineering concentration, definitely.
Interesting. I can't say that for all of the sciences. When I was in school, it was very much male-oriented. I did not see women even in the biosciences. How about other demographics, people of color?
SciTech is pretty diverse because it's pulling from the entire district as a
good
magnet. So, yeah, I think a bigger disparity is the gender one, but I'm not entirely sure about the demographics.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to go there, but I think it's important that people know what's happening there. All of these studies show that girls who love science at about 11, 12, 13 years of age, whether it's society or other factors, they will often sort of turn away. And I see you nodding your head.
Yeah. I'm part of an all-girls robotics team, and we do a lot of outreach to try to help prevent that.
Is that Girls of Steel?
Yeah, I'm part of Girls of Steel, and we do
yeah.
a lot of outreach to target that exact problem.
Girls of Steel is a great program, but it's incredible. I'm glad it's being studied. I hope the root cause will be better understood, but it's been pervasive for many, many years.
Yeah.
Well, back to music. tell me about the next song you're going to sing.
The next song I'm going to sing is a lot less deep. It's not really about my emotions, but just like I read a book, I believe, and I was like, oh, these are emotions I can write about. So I wrote about that. And then interestingly enough, I was part of a band for a while, and so we did the reimagination project, mm-hmm. and we recorded this song as in a band setting. So
very cool. What's the name of the song?
Home Free.
Home Free. And did we, anything else you wanted to say? I want to be sure we, not forever, but for today.
I don't think so.
Well, I wanted to say thank you. It's been lovely to mm-hmm. speak with you. Here again is Nina Craner, C-R-A-N-O-R. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Of course.
Nina was a Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Lapsy Award honoree, and congratulations.
Thank you.
On
yeah,
that.
The first song I played was the one I submitted this year.
Fantastic. So. Here again, Nina Craner.
I'm running, 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 gonna keep myself from pumping, 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 gonna keep myself from sprinting, sprinting, sprinting away. Yes, I'm trying, 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 gonna keep myself from crying, 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 cause I'm running away. Yes, I'm running away. I'm trying to keep moving, but I'm losing all my breath as my heart keeps on beating like I'm running from my death. Fatigue, it keeps on building, but I'm still willing, cause I'm running away. Yes, I'm running away. Starvation couldn't.
Cheers.